This is Morning Edition on NHPR. Children of the 70s and 80s may remember the roller skating craze. In my hometown, the place to be was the combination bowling alley and roller rink. Roller skating has been around for decades, of course, but in 1980, it reached its cultural zenith with the release of the movie Xanadu. And now you can experience it on stage. Hippo editor Amy Diaz is here to tell us about this Broadway musical on wheels. Good morning, Amy.
Good morning.
So, Amy, it seems like everything, you know, gets made into a musical these days. What makes a kind of a universally panned movie from the 1980s stage worthy?
Well, you know, they said that this musical really, which opens this weekend at the Palace Theater in Manchester, it really has fun with the movie. So you don't have to have gone in knowing everything about the movie starring Olivia Newton-John in order to really appreciate this show. The basic premise is that, and it's, you know, it's a fun show. The basic premise is that Greek gods, the Muses, Zeus's daughters, come down to Earth to inspire an artist, and they open a roller derby, a roller rink, they're not supposed to fall in love with humans, so naturally one of them does start to fall in love with mm-hmm. the artist. There is, I'm told that this show is just sort of big and colorful. I was talking to one of the people at the palace who says this is the perfect antidote to, you know, the sort of bleaker parts of winter. Inside this show, it is all singing, all dancing, and a lot of that is happening on roller skates.
Yeah, a lot of 80s colors, right?
Yes, yes. A lot of leg warmers and big hair.
So they're actually on skates on stage.
They are. This is, you know, an interesting part of the show. They sort of put down a protective plastic layer on the stage to make it easier for the actors to skate. And, you know, so there's a lot going on in these performances. They're singing, they're dancing, they're acting, and they have to hit marks, and they're doing this, you know, while in motion. And a lot of things are sort of added to the way that this is put together because of that. You know, they're having to do 30-second costume changes while still in skates.
That's a brave actor or actress to take that role.
It is. And, you know, they were saying the other thing is that roller skating, you know, people always say it's good exercise, that a couple of days into the rehearsals for this, and they were definitely getting a workout.
Lots of Olivia Newton-John and ELO songs.
Yes, those are kind of the big songs in this musical. And they're saying, you know, it's very family friendly because it is such a big, broad comedy.
Okay. If musical kitsch is not your thing, the Currier Museum of Art in Manchester is featuring some nostalgia of a different sort this weekend. Tell us about Signs from the 60s.
Well, so this is a show that opened a few weeks back, and it's going to run through April at the museum in Manchester. And it features the works of Robert Indiana. He's probably best known for the iconic love image, you know, where the L and the O are on top of the V and the E.
Yeah, that four panel.
Exactly. Double, yeah. And you actually see that design in one of the pieces in this show. There are 10 prints, and they kind of walk you through the decade of the 60s. They're described as being sort of autobiographical, talking about, you know, the work that he was doing, his life, New York City. They're really fascinating in the sense that, you know, it's called Signs from the 60s. A lot of what they're using are these kind of things that are visually identifiable from, say, road signs or warning signs, but using it in kind of a clever way to, you know, tell a little bit of a story. For example, there's this one print that if you looked at it from far away, it would almost look like something that a tourism board would put out. It's kind of a big picture of Mississippi. If you look in a little bit closer, the words and the way that things are laid out, it's kind of an indictment of some of the violence that was related to the civil rights struggles there. So you're getting pieces of the politics of the 60s and of kind of what the artist is thinking about it.
Kind of a subversive Americana.
Exactly.
And there's a stage component to this, too, isn't there?
There is. Well, this weekend, Theater Kapow, the theater local theater company, is doing a staged reading of the one-act play, The American Dream. And this is a play that actually came out in the very early 60s and helped to inspire some of Robert Indiana's work. This is going to happen on Sunday at 2 p.m. If you're at the museum, you know, you pay for admission, and that will get you into the reading as well.
Amy Diaz is editor for The Hippo. She joins us many Fridays to give us hints on some interesting things going on in the Granite State, and we will have links to these events at nhpr.org. Amy, good to see you.
Have a great weekend.